sitting here thinking about where I am now, and I'm where I'm supposed to be, in the middle of His will, I believe, I believe. Some people try to tell me I'm not worthy of my destiny, but I'm so glad they didn't give it to me. They were not there when I cried, Lord, I need Your help. And You replied, I'm taking care.
You were there
to come by.
here.
Y'all
We're living in a day and time. We're being politically correct. It's popular. Let me turn that around again. We're living in a day and time where everybody's saying the name of God, but nobody wants to say the name Jesus. We don't want to offend the Muslims. We don't want to offend the Jews. We don't want to offend the Arabs. And so therefore we crucify him of flesh. But I want you to know that there will come a time when every Muslim, when every Buddhist, when every Jew will have to get down on their knees and have to confess that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. So I want every blood-washed believer to not wait until then. And if you've ever gone through something, you know right here,
tell them
that there's something about the name.
Something, y'all.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name.
Something about the name Jesus.
It's the sweetest name.
Yeah. It is the sweetest name.
Sweetest name I know.
I know.
And I love that name.
Oh, how I love.
Oh, yes, we had to do that again. All right. Hey, thank you for listening to The Gospel Explosion. Got a couple more requests in from Brother Joe and Sister Teresa May. How about Dottie Peoples? Testify. Can I get a witness? Oh, somebody ought to testify. Oh, thanks again for enjoying the Gospel Explosion. Hey, thank you, Brother Joe. Sister Teresa, thank you so much for that. How about some Canton Spirituals? Hallelujah Square.
Yeah. or crippled.
This song that I sing is
yours. Every thought in my mind is yours. My present day is yours. The future that I see is yours. Hey, you're my everything. Oh God, my everything. My Lord, you're my everything. Yes, Shalabosa. My everything. Master, you're my everything. Yeah. Everything is all about you. No me without you, oh God. I am all about you. In and out, it's all about you. Everything is yours. Hey, you're my. My king, you're my everything. Ele Mashiach Levodota. Savior, you're my everything. That's who you are. When the storms of life come against me, I run to my everything. When the troubles of life are so tough, I run to my everything. Even when I don't know what to do, I will run to my everything. Hey, you're my. Lift up my head, my everything. That's who you are. I am my everything. That's who you are, you are, you are. I know the end will pass away. Everything will come and go. Every covenant will pass away. But my everything remains the same. My all and all remains the same. Jehovah remains forever. Hey, you're my everything. Savior, you're my everything. Oh, yeah. Savior, you're my everything.
This is one of my mama's favorite songs. I used to hear on Sunday morning, she would say, glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down. Yeah, glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down. But she said, Jesus is.
Yeah.
Anybody in here?
Yeah.
Wanna go where the wicked will cease from troubling?
Yeah.
Anybody in here?
Yeah.
Wanna go where the weary are gonna be at rest? If you wanna go where Jesus is,
yeah.
Look at your neighbor and tell him, I wanna go.
I wanna go.
I wanna go. Jesus is.
I wanna go the whole world there.
Mississippi.
Look out, my
boy. Every Sunday morning, he would sing this verse right here. He would say, trust in him that will not leave you.
Oh!
You know, down in Mississippi, we didn't have no line of music back then. But you can hear the footsteps from a mile away. You can hear the saints praising God from a mile away. Come on, clap your hands and stomp your feet. Just clap your hands and stomp your feet. Let me tell you what you need to do tonight. This is what you ought to do. Hold on.
Hold on. And don't let go. Here's a hand.
How many are holding on tonight?
That's what you gotta do.
Just hold on.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Gospel Explosion. Now, coming up, Hope is Alive.
Good afternoon. We have been studying the book of John. John is a New Testament witness. He powerfully records Jesus' words and actions as revealed to him. John, as one of the four Testament Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, is attributed to recording Christ's steps, crucifixion, resurrection, and post-resurrection instructions. John's text has chosen several highlights to educate us about Christ's instructions for our lives. Three of my favorite highlights are, number one, John declares the validity of resurrection. He establishes that Christ arose. This is an essential foundation for our faith, because 1 John 5:12 declares it as a witness. He that hath the Son has life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. You can also see it illustrated in John 14:6. Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the light. No one comes to the Father except through me. So the moral of the story is, you can't miss the life of Christ and still experience eternal life. The second highlight, illustrated by Thomas's reaction after the resurrection when he heard that Christ had risen. Doubting Thomas is a familiar scenario to many of us. We tease each other as Christians about being doubters. The story goes as such. Thomas boldly stated that he would not believe Christ had risen until he placed his fingers in his side. Christ appeared to the disciples and explained to Thomas he understood his doubting and was willing to let him physically touch the wounds as proof for his belief. Thomas declined to touch. He instead said, my Lord, my God, I believe. This is demonstration of the importance of believing. And even though you physically cannot see Christ, we delight that we trust his words and instructions. The point was illustrated by Andrew Williams, a former teacher here at our Sunday school. He asked me the question, Was Thomas to be stuck with the title of being a doubter alone? And I responded that Thomas might have not been the only one who doubted, but he was the one who smarted off that, in fact, he did not believe Christ had arisen. So that is for us to understand that we must remain believers. And even when we doubt, we should wait until we can study or learn more about our Lord and Savior before we doubt him. The third highlight is the promise of the Spirit. And that can be seen in John 15:26. It reads thus, when the Comforter is come, who I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, he shall testify of me. We are believing after Christ ascended to heaven that we would need help, and he decided he would send the Holy Spirit. The function of the Holy Spirit is to instruct, guide, and comfort you as a Christian. John 20:21-22, then he said to Jesus, peace be unto you. And when he had said that, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. When you receive Christ, you also receive the Holy Spirit dwelling within you. He is as pivotal to you as your Christian walk and the air you breathe. So in summary, believing in God, Christ, the Holy Spirit guides our life choices. Today's lesson was titled, Reach Out Your Hand to Learn the Proof of Your Belief. We desire for you to be confident committed, compassionate Christians when witnessing to others. You need to know what you believe. Others can't rock your foundation, or when you hear say, you'll recognize it as such. There is an incredible joy in knowing what you know. Join us in Sunday school. We offer classes and study materials for all ages. Our next upcoming chapters will feature on the book of Jeremiah, Old Testament. God bless you. May you continue to grow. Let us pray. Father, this morning and every morning, we delight in your opportunity to study and to learn more. We pray that you will continue to yield your Holy Spirit's guidance. We will yield to your Holy Spirit's guidance. We thank you, Lord, for mindfulness and for the opportunity to receive your holy word. Order our steps, Lord. Create loving hearts and obedience to your will and your ways. These blessings you grant us daily. Touch this broadcast, its listeners, Brother Brown, other staff, Pastor Owens, Reverend Veronica, and our New Hope family. Amen.